Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
Hey, it's Craig. In this episode, here's the question. What is behind my compulsive behavior? So what's fun about this episode, however we want to call it, is what I'm going to be trying to do a little bit more of here on the Panic Button Podcast is building some more content around some of these questions. If we think, I'm not saying if we think it's worth it, but some of these might just have an episode. Other of these might actually have a deeper dive to it. And this is one of them. I have a friend, therapist, got all sorts of numbers and letters behind his name, Stephen Luff. He's been involved in our ministry for 10 plus years, actually been leading our recovery groups. It all started out of one group that he started in Los Angeles. Still meets on Tuesday nights at 7. X3 LA is what it's called. If you're interested, just get a hold of us. We can get you information on that. But he runs the Faith and Sex Center as well in Los Angeles, faithandsexcenter.com. And I thought it'd be fun on some of these where I get these questions and then I just kind of fire off a response. But some of these I'm actually going to take to him. And we have this whiteboard series that we're going to be doing where I actually sat and asked Stephen this question. So I'm going to answer it, but I'm also going to let you know that right now, if you go to XXXChurch.com/whiteboard, you'll actually see a full video of this. And this is just like a 25-minute conversation Stephen and I had about this. And I think here's where we'll agree. Stephen does a great job of really deep thoughts and trying to put them into more of a practical answer, if that makes sense. Sometimes my stuff, that's shallow or that's just basic. Stephen on this, I'm not going to give you his whole thing, but here's where we'll agree on this answer. What is behind my behavior? Porn's not the problem. It's what you're pursuing it's the medication. It's something that's filling that void for something deeper. And so that question is a great question because I think oftentimes for years, people are just like, oh, porn. Like, let's just blame porn. And it's just, and that's not the answer. Now, some of you might know, but it was about, 5 years ago now. I got sick. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I knew there's physically something bothering me, but I couldn't put a finger on it. I was in emergency rooms. Somebody thought, oh, it might be MS. Then the doctors, all these scare things like, oh, now it might be seizures. Now it might be, you name it. And what happened was I had a headache for months at a time, actually, that wouldn't go away. And in the end, all I kept getting was medicine. All I kept getting given to me was, oh, well, why don't you take this? Prescribe these things. And that never sat well with me because I go, well, what's wrong with me? Well, we don't know. And so we're just treating the symptoms. So I think in every one of you, you might be pursuing porn for a number of reasons. But beyond just, oh, I like looking at naked women. There's something driving you, whether that's trauma, whether that's pain, whether that's anger, it could be a host of things, but I think oftentimes we don't think about the deeper stuff, especially as men or even as women. We go, oh, well, I don't like that he's looking at somebody else. And we get mad at what we're using to medicate. So what's behind it? I think it's actually super interesting where Stephen just dives into this whole thing on the ups and downs of life and how we see things. And so I'm going to challenge you, if you want to go deeper, because, man, I'm not going to put everybody in the same category of, well, for you, Jack, that asked me this question, what's behind your compulsive behavior is this. But, man, I think there's a lot of stuff from our childhood. There's a lot of stuff from just what we're dealing with in life. It's not because your wife doesn't look like a Victoria's Secret model. Now, that's what your wife's think. of why you're, oh, well, I don't meet that expectation. So I, you know, he's pursuing someone else. That is 100% not what this is. Oftentimes this has nothing to do with your current marriage. This has everything to do with what you've brought into that relationship. So if you want to go deeper, we've got a ton of stuff on the site right now. I encourage you to jump in. And just so I give it to you, what is behind your compulsive behavior? I feel like what is behind all of this is something deeper that has nothing to do with porn. And if you're interested, whether you're a wife, you're a husband, you're single, and you're interested in, man, I wonder what that is for me, watch this video as Stephen walks you through how you can kind of identify some of those things in your life. But just know this, it's just oftentimes there's so much below the surface. So thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.